Welcome to Ojibwe Stories Gaga Nunanida. I'm your host, Eric Reddix. Today our guest is Dan Jones, Anishinaabe Language and American Indian Studies instructor at Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College in Cloquet, Minnesota. Dan is from the Ngegunts Siminikaning First Nation in Ontario.
How buju nin gagi gebenes omanda ya ji nigi binda kunigo bindegeyanoma nungum. When I started with our conversation here, I said, Ningi binda kunigo. So I just want to acknowledge that I was offered tobacco to share this, and so that's how I started our conversation. My English name is Dan Jones. My Ojibwe name is Gagi Gebenes. Most people usually ask what that means. I'll honor what my ma said. My ma said you really shouldn't translate Ojibwe names because they're your spiritual identity. So all you need to know is it's Gagi Gebenes. And I come from a reservation in Ontario, Canada, called Ngegunts Siminikaning. I said, what that means is I will talk about myself. So I just basically talked about myself, introduced myself. Marijo, Ezen, and Gino Danawe Paybama Benes, Ogi Dezen Danae Abding. Gawane Adizuke, when Magjage Ejinaka de Gigiduin, Magjage de Dibajimoin. Nopaming o gi babaya wa gi o sewag, you know, da sa panego o mijian, wa was keshi wias, moos wias, you know, da sa wabusa wias, a mik wias, o gi ma winzo, o gi mijian minan, panego anishinaabe, you know, wisiniwin. You know, da sa o gi manumanake, ni mana endam idasha opportunity miss nuisa gendam ama ni masa dening gaun es kito sin jina bayan oh yekedo a hodash kus kuzin go na mat kita na mata biote chipa kwe we gimi gon kego ma ya ken kidon biges ninga gwe ne ba go shanin nindano ki ma ge gejeb ki wezi dashi kedo a how inga jayute me just I want to get those scenes here, Chinabad. But you know what, that's Gigijab. We want to go on the sky. We get Wabamana or Ducky and Zim, Kinabad, my Chibako, Rigmigong is Machisagong. We get on the sky, we get Gagwe on the sky, Windamaji on the sky. Ane in Asia ya en kya kimeno ya na ge ga go gine bo gine ndam o da sho gi go skozi o en gi ga gwe ya na mata ba ma ga be de bek da shin gi opportunity gi wis again na mama ne masa de ne da shin gi ne en gi bang shin ma en gi ne ba ma ga be gi ga be de bek ga be na get a squash ko de e ya ga be na ga squash ko de Oh, but you ni mine endam gay abi. Oh, ah, but you ni wis agendam. Ah, how dusky you could do. And gagano na muskiki and any. And go windamoa, chi Asia Webzian, you know, a dushinga gagwejama, and in Asia Chigan, and in Asia Chigan. You just ogi, odapena and gagi gidomi, but I'll be consul giganonan, muskiki and any. Windamon Mishomis Gia Jadio to Akuze Wigimigong, or Wiganoneg, Akuze Wigimigong, Wiganoneg, Muskiki, and any. You just a Kiwanzi Gay Ogi Windamagoon, how does she gear kiddo? I didn't go Gijayan, Gawin Gushan in a ta Ginita bemibus of sea, Zamwasa Gibimusayan. Oh, a weird da bijama, gear kiddo. Oh, a ho. It does, Ogi Windamago, no jago, and go to buy again da bija wea. Giga is a yoti akuzi wigmigong, gida wabama akuzi winene, going, gida wabama muskiki winene. You know, I just get a windama is your webs in. You know, I just so give bindage. Mr. Jones is in a castle. Bindage, the ma. Muskiki ekwe gekado. Aha, bujo, Mr. Jones. Am I being again? Ogi Windamon. Are you here to see Dr. Strong? Ogaon again, Nisato, I see Ekado dust. O Nisato tan doctor. Hey, yep, Kito. You know, I just. All right, come on in, have a chair. Ogi being again, Ogi no matab. Oma. It does, Muskiki nene, Ogi being again. Ogi Windamon, ah, nee, Asia Webers in a Kiwazi. Oh, he could, oh, ne must have them, ne wish again, them going and get skitosi in Jinna Bayan, Gabe de Bick, the go we do cowishin. Muskiki and any, he just go and go and sit or tonic it. Ogi Wabba Mad, G Dutch and Dungay, or Miss Adening, it dash. Ogi Windamon, ah, Mr. Jones. I see your problem is monotonous, and that we will give you some pills and come see me in the morning. Ma, ikiwanzi dasha go, gawana gi nisata zi nekidot. Ekidot dashi gi kit ugi na ahau, miigwech. I dash giwe ugi kiwe, minua dasha gamashi o wewin or Ogi to go shinzi, gabi and okay. Munji took a wenji ekito da muskiki and any. and give me to go here. Gego ji abaji tuyan. Oh ma, abaji mama shkama. Mama kaja uwe anishinabe. Gawin anishinabe. Shagi na shi ya nini mashkiki. Magi shagi kichi gego is inga is uwebis gishpin daka naman. Dawin naman. O gita gishin dasa uwewan. Ah, buju kiwenzi. Ani ndashe jish eya yaya nungum. O gabi go baginum. Then the crash could day, then my sad Gabby Bungigo and the Wisa Gendam. Gijana here to Akus the Wiggy Megoon, and yeah, then Gijas go here too. Honey just can win the Mawig, let's kick you in any. Oh, and Gie win the Mawig, the man artist, Giacado. It does, we won Giacado. Kick it in a? Gie man artist? I was an ingy can done, yeah. You know what that's me ga wind me ga non dung yekid. O we went dash gi o gi ganonan ojisan. Ojisan nojis take a we do cowish in minoa giganonama. Muskiki nene, o gi windaman gimush gimishomus manadaze. Wama kaj wenji as ye ekidot. Kitaka gojima ga ekidot. Wenji ekidot. Kinita shaganachi. Kita gagwejima. Uja sange ekidot. Aha, and gagwejima. No ju and go to buy again. Give my dues, ega my dues say, a gal gigi to be wabakunsin. And then we agree on gigido. Honey, oh bujo, no commis, nina nish, no just. And giga no na, our skiki and inne. It dash gang gigi to say, my nada ze, so miss. His problem is monotonous. And so when you tell that whole thing in Ojibwe, it's really funny. And that's the whole story right there. Adizukanan is traditional stories with legends. And then there's just stories, Dibajimonan. So this one I was telling is just a story. It's not a sacred story. It's more of a humorous, funny ending story. My twin brother Dennis was telling this story the first time I heard it. This is how it goes. Long time ago, there's this old man and this old lady, and they lived in the woods. They lived off the land. They were trapping, they were hunting, they were fishing. They would pick berries, they would harvest wild rice. They lived off the land. And they had no use for English. In fact, the old man, he couldn't even speak English at all. And the old lady, she could understand it a little bit. And so they lived out there, and they were content. They knew how to live off the land. So seasonally, they would go hunting in the fall, trapping, and springtime, they would pick berries and all the seasonal activities. Well, as they were getting on in age, they lived out in the woods, nowhere near the reservation. And so the younger people on the reservation knew they were living out there and recognized them as traditional elders. And so the reservation wanted the knowledge that they had. They wanted direction from them as their status as elders. And so what they told them is, you know, you guys are getting on in age, and so we want to make life more comfortable for you. So why don't you come and live on a reservation? You know, you won't have to cut wood anymore, you know, because we have electric heat. You won't have to really go hunting anymore because you're eligible for all these services as an elder. Your food will be paid for, your medicine, if you get sick, you'll be given free medicine, all these things. As an elder, you know, you've earned your right for this, and so we want you to come live on a res. We want to use your services as an elder. So they wanted their services close. So they gave him this brand new house, and they gave him, first time they introduced him to a telephone, showed him how to use that. And so they were starting to live comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so story goes that one night, the old man woke up in the middle of the night and he had a very, very bad stomach ache. And he just couldn't go to sleep. And he kept whining and whining. And finally his wife got tired of that and told him, "Don't be this, you're very noisy. Why don't you go out into the kitchen and go sit in the kitchen for a while?" And so he did that. He said, "Okay, I don't want to keep you awake. I'll just go up there." So he sat in the kitchen, and his stomach ache prevailed, kept on going, and finally he's just trying to figure out what to do. Well, the next morning, the old lady gets up and she goes and notices that he's not sleeping beside her on her bed. She told him, "You're very noisy. I got to get some sleep because I got to go to work in the morning." And so when she got up to go to work, she found the old man laying on the kitchen floor. "Oh my God," she says. She thought he was dead. And so she shook him, and he woke up. And he says, "What are you doing here on the floor?" "Oh, I was staying up late and holding my stomach. I closed my eyes for a second. I fell down, and I must have ended up falling asleep on the kitchen floor." "How are you feeling this morning?" So when he got up, he started moaning again. "Oh, I still got a bad stomach ache." He says, "Well, okay, you know that they provide all these services for us, so you probably should try to go see the doctor over at the hospital." And so she was going to call the doctor to make an appointment, but then she realized she doesn't speak English very well. So she called her grandson. And fortunately, the grandson understood Ojibwe. And so she asked the grandson, "Hey, your grandfather has got a sore stomach today and wants to know if you can arrange for a meeting for him to go see the doctor at the hospital." The grand says, "Okay, yeah, I could do that. I'll try to call you back within an hour." So during that time, the old lady she had to go to work. So she tells him, "If the phone rings, that's probably your grandson, and he's making an arrangement for you to go see your doctor." So he says, "Okay." Well, so within an hour, phone rings. It's his grandson. And he says, "Grandpa," explained to him in Ojibwe, "you still got a sore stomach?" He says, "Oh, yeah, I'm still feeling really bad." "Well, I made an appointment for you to go see the doctor at, I think he said, 2 o'clock. "Well, how am I going to get there? I don't know how to drive a vehicle." "Oh, no, don't worry. We have a medical van for you. We'll come pick you up." "Oh, okay. So you know what time my appointment is?" He says, "Yep." "You know where to go?" I said, "Yep." "Well, okay, I'll be here." So eventually the vehicle came to pick him up. The driver knew who he was and he knew where to go. So the old man, all he had to do was sit in the vehicle and they took him straight to the hospital. He walks in and he sees the nurse and he recognizes his name. He says, "Hello, Mr. Jones." He nodded his head. "Bonjour." Remember, he can only speak Ojibwe. And he says, "Okay, go sit down over here and wait to see the doctor." Eventually the doctor comes in. "How are you, Mr. Jones?" So in Ojibwe, he says, "Oh, I got a very bad stomach ache. I've been up all night. I fell asleep. I fell down. I had fallen asleep." Of course, the doctor didn't understand him. He understood by the hand gestures that his stomach was hurting because he was rubbing his stomach and making a bad face. So he figured he had a stomach ache. So he tells him, "I see that your problem is monotonous." And he went on to explain what his symptoms were. Well, the old man, not knowing what he was saying, all he told him was he shook his head up and down. And so he told him, he gave him some pills, and it says, "Try these. If you're not feeling better in a couple of days, call me." Of course, the old man can't understand any of this. All he sees is that this man has given him some pills. So he was told that these white people, they got some really good medicine. So if they give you anything, take it. So he took the pills, and he goes home. His wife isn't home yet, so eventually his wife gets home. "Hey, how are you, old man?" he asked him. "Well, I still got a stomach ache." "Did you go to see the doctor?" "Yes, I did." And he spoke only English, and I didn't quite understand what he's saying, but I think he told me that I'm ugly. And I shook my head up and down. "What? He said you're ugly?" He says, the old lady, she says, "I already knew that." So the old lady, she said, "Why would the doctor say that you're ugly?" So she calls up the grandson. "Grandson, help us again here. Your grandpa, he went over to go see the doctor, and it looks like he gave him some medicine, but he told him that he was ugly." And so the son says, "Really? I can't understand that he would say anything like that." "Tell you what," he said, "I'll call a doctor myself and I'll speak to him and see what his prognosis was." So within a half hour, the grandson calls back and he's giggling. And he says, "Grandpa went over to go see the medicine man, the doctor. And the doctor says, he never called him ugly. He didn't say he was ugly. He says his problem was monotonous." monotonous in Ojibwe sounds a lot like monotonous. So the old man thought the doctor was calling him ugly. And he was really surprised that these pills could help with that. And so he was told that white people got these miracle medicines. And so he was thinking, wow, they can cure my ugly features. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he was really amazed about. So that's what he was telling his wife. Mm-hmm. They can cure my nautism. You know, in Ojibwe, when we use the Ojibwe language, it's a very descriptive language. So mm-hmm. when we're describing it, it sounds really funny when you hear it for the first time.
Mm-hmm. This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaganunida, a program of Ojibwe culture, which is brought to you in part by the College of Education and Human Service Professions at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the NWAYUNG Ojibwe Language Nest. NWAYUNG is an Ojibwe language immersion preschool program serving children beginning at 33 months up through the first day of kindergarten. All subjects are taught in Ojibwe Mo'in, and children are immersed in Ojibwe culture, language, and history. NWAYUNG operates Monday through Thursday, September through May. Full and part-time enrollment options are available. More information at 218-726-7547. Our guest today is Dan Jones, Anishinaabe Language and American Indian Studies instructor at Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College in Cloquet, Minnesota. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about types of stories. Well, your understanding anyway.
Yep, from what I've been instructed and what I've been told, there is a difference between traditional stories, which are called legends, and just stories. Legends are the Zuka'anag, are more stories about the Winnebujo. And they have a lot of distinct features about them. Those traditional stories, they tell you that it's stories about the spirits. You're talking about the spirits, and the spirits are considered to be asleep when there's snow on the ground. And so because of that, to be respectful of that, they say we wait until there's snow on the ground to tell these stories. So most of them is about our cultural hero, Winnebujo. Winnebujo was one of the first Anishinaabe to walk the earth. So a lot of the human characteristics are attributed to him. Mm-hmm. He's a trickster. He's honest. He is a thief, he is greedy, he is foolish, he is wise, all the human characteristics. Mm-hmm. Most of the stories talk about how he named a lot of the things that are in the world today, the rivers, the trees, animals, all these things, and stupid things that he does, mm-hmm. and then brilliant things that he does. So basically there's four characteristics about legends. Mostly you'll notice that they explain land formations. Hmm. For instance, there's a legend about a sleeping giant in Thunder Bay, Ontario. It explains how that came about. They say that's Winnebujo laying there. Mm-hmm. So it explains land formations, it explains animal characteristics, you know, how the beaver got a flat tail, mm-hmm. why geese fly in a V. So those two characteristics, animal characteristics, land formations, the other two teaches morals. Hmm. So when Winnebujo does certain things, there's a moralistic story behind that. And the fourth one, you'll notice that snow laying on the ground, sun goes down earlier, and it gets dark sooner. Mm-hmm. And so the kids in the olden days needed to be entertained. So for entertainment purposes, tell the kids traditional stories. I've heard that those old people a long time ago could tell stories all night, even all winter. One story would lead to the next. So most of it has to do with Winnebujo's life. One day he was doing this, next day he's doing that. Mm-hmm. And so it describes all those things. Whereas stories, just stories in general, you don't need to have snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. You can tell those any time of the year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people like to just tell funny stories. Most of the funny stories have to do with mispronunciation or misunderstanding of Ojibwe phrases, Ojibwe words. Mm-hmm. And so you can really embellish on that. And if you're familiar with the Anishinaabe Mo'in, you can add on to that. So that's what I was told.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that these stories, they're not standardized. So like I offer you tobacco today, you're going to tell kind of a version of it. It's going to be the same story, but it's going to be different, right?
Yeah. And that's a skill that they had, you know. Mm-hmm. Oral teachings, oral traditions, I read up on certain situations where, as far as long ago as Benjamin Franklin, when he would work with the colonies, he marveled at the ability of the League of Iroquois Nations to the leaders in within there, their oratory skills. And they had to develop these because of their system of government, the League of Iroquois Nations and the Confederacy. If they were going to convince 50 people on the committee, the way they had it set up was that every single one had to admit to it.
Right. So the power, no majority rule, it was everybody.
Yeah, the power of persuasion was a gift. And also, the stories that we passed down and the legends that we passed down are all basically the same way. So you really had to remember. If you yourself were going to retell a story, you had to remember exactly the way you heard it. And so that's another skill, is to be able to recite verbatim words that legends that you might have heard as a youngster. Also, our migration stories, you know, how we got here, how we ended up being where we are today, those are recited in ceremony. I know that Dr. Anton Choyer sits there. He said that he sat and listened to his elder over and over and over and over again, to the point now where he can recite the majority of it from memory accurately. Yeah, so when we talk about skills of these people, these old folks, it was an oratory skill that was very important, because our customs and our traditions are passed down verbally. Not until recently, they were not written down anywhere. So we had to pass them down verbally. So it's really quite amazing that over 500 years ago, the stories we have today are exactly the same as we had back then. So there's some skill involved in that. But I'd recommend, there's lots of people out there with various skills that can certainly add to this, you know.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Dan Jones, for sharing his stories with us. This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaganunidada. To listen again to past episodes of the program, visit the KUMD website at kumd.org and click on Audio Archives. Ojibwe Stories, Gaganunidada is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance, or MTAG, program, where students learn about leadership, law, sovereignty, and management from a tribal perspective. MTAG was designed by tribes for tribes. More information at umdmtag.org. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganunidada is provided in part by the UMD College of Education and Human Service Professions and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.